Ukraine security issue.
On April 21st, the 57th day since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the fiercest and bloodiest battles took place in the eastern and southern regions. One of the regional centers, Zaporizhia, was hit by Russian missiles, and shortly afterwards, Russian troops launched a massive offensive in the region. At the same time, they continued attacking Ukrainian positions in the eastern Luhansk and Donetsk regions, aiming to take control of their entire territory. According to Serhii Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration, 80% of the region's total area is presently controlled by Russian invaders, while the Ukrainian military are heroically defending each square foot of the homeland. The Ukrainian military intelligence made public the audio record of an intercepted phone call in which Russian commanders order their troops fighting in the region to kill all captured Ukrainian soldiers. The defense ministry said such an order is a war crime. The besieged Azov port city of Mariupol, already 98% destroyed, remains under incessant fire. The Russians have dug 30-meter-long trenches on the city's outskirts, where they dump bodies of civilians brought in trucks. Other bodies are burned in mobile crematoriums. Survivors are forcefully taken to filtration camps, according to Mariupol mayor Vadim Boychenko. There are four filtration camps around our Mariupol where all men are treated very scrupulously. They undergo filtration several times. The Russians brutally cleanse the city of local government and municipal officers. They take them somewhere. We believe they take them to prisons and torture them there, said Mariupol mayor Vadim Boychenko. Over the past 2 days, four buses have evacuated women, children and elderly people, although as many as 90 had been prepared. The Ukrainian authorities continue demanding that the Russian occupiers open a humanitarian corridor for evacuating 1,000 civilians and 500 wounded soldiers from the Azovstal steel plant. Russian President Putin ordered his troops to stop storming the plant, but keep it completely blocked. He did not specify whether its premises would continue to be bombed. Earlier, Svetoslav Palamar, deputy commander of the Azov regiment, which has been heroically defending Mariupol for almost 2 months, said in a video phone call that the regiment would not surrender no matter what the Russians promise. Their promises are worth nothing, he said. Kyiv, meanwhile, is seeking guarantees of safe evacuation for Mariupol civilians from third countries. The Ukrainian military intelligence reports that having occupied villages and towns in the Kharkiv region, the Russian invaders completely isolate them, bar any evacuation from them, shoot volunteers who try to deliver humanitarian aid there, and commit hideous crimes against local civilians. The Russians continue to massively bomb and shell the regional center, Kharkiv city, practically around the clock, according to the mayor Ihor Terekhov. The Russian aggressor keeps frantically and brutally bombing and shelling Kharkiv, destroying houses and whole residential areas and leaving the people homeless. We accommodate them in kindergartens, schools and boarding houses and try to provide them with water, foodstuffs, medicines, warm clothes and other essentials. The situation is very tense but controllable. Kharkiv is not going to surrender. We won't give our city to anyone. Kharkiv was, is and will be Ukraine, said Kharkiv mayor Ihor Terekhov. The situation in the temporarily occupied Kherson region is aggravating. There, Russian soldiers continue to fortify their positions and build new fortifications while trying to break through the Ukrainian line of defense. Residents of each occupied village and town are maltreated, humiliated, robbed, and even tortured. Men are abducted and kept in basements. The Russian invaders have appointed a pseudo-referendum on creating a so-called Kherson People's Republic, which is to take place on April 27th. Bohdan Bondarenko, an authoritative Ukrainian law expert, slammed the move as totally illegal and unlawful. In the eyes and minds of the Ukrainian society, this farce is an absolutely fictitious procedure. And so it is in the eyes of the international community. It will have no recognition, no legitimacy at all. This quasi-procedure is only designed for the Kremlin to sell the domestic audience at least some success, even though fictitious, of the so-called special operation, which is in fact a full-blown war against Ukraine. What we're going to do is identify those involved in the organization of that pseudo-referendum and then liberate that territory by force, said Bohdan Bondarenko. More than 7 million people have become internally displaced in Ukraine since Russia invaded the country 8 weeks ago, and nearly 5 million have fled abroad. 90% of Ukrainian refugees are women and children, according to the latest report by the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. Experts stress that this is the most extensive migration break in Europe since World War II. At the same time, sociologists note a fairly high number of evacuees intending to return to their homes in Ukraine after their cities or villages are liberated. The State Border Service also reports an increase in the number of people entering Ukraine.